You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Consumer demand is driving a lot of changes in the world of food nowadays, creating new markets. Many consumers are willing to pay a premium for foods labeled organic, free-range, natural, etc. But those definitions can be pretty confusing. Earlier this year, for example, the U.S. Department of Agriculture ruled that it no longer has the authority to define what the phrase grass-fed beef actually means, even though you'll still see that label at the grocery store. You might be thinking to yourself that it can't be that hard to figure out if a cow ate grass for dinner. But as Julia Calderon writes for Tech Insider, it's a lot more complicated. We brought her on to explain. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I have to admit that I recently went grocery shopping and I bought a package of beef to make beef bourguignon that said grass-fed beef on it. And I bought it because it said grass-fed beef. Am I a sucker?
I wouldn't say that you're a sucker. I would say that you've probably been duped by some of the marketing claims that some big meat companies make. And you probably don't even realize it, but you were tricked by their advertising.
When I think of grass-fed, I guess wrongly after reading your piece, thought, okay, well, this cow has been kind of wandering around outside eating grass its entire life. What does grass-fed mean?
Yeah, so that's the complicated question. It turns out that right now there isn't really a definition of what grass-fed means. So in January, the U.S. government decided that they're no longer going to have an official definition of what grass-fed means. It's now up to the companies to define it. And they can go to the government and they can say, hey, this is the standard that we hold our cattle to. The government then says, okay, we believe you, without now having to go visit their farms, do audits. They basically are just looking at their paperwork and saying, okay, we're going to take you at your word.
Wow. So there's no kind of, all right, we're going to send a neutral arbiter out there and take a look at your facilities or anything like that?
Yeah. So there are third-party inspections and auditors that will do that. But the company has to pay them to do that in addition to the government. So they're not required to go through that route, but they can. Now that the government has actually dropped the definition, it's not holding them to any standard. So before, at least, there was a standard, and now there is nothing.
Grass-fed beef, anything with that label, tends to be a good bit more expensive. What's the margin like there?
Yeah, so according to a Consumer Reports report, they found that grass-fed beef is usually about $2.50 to $3 more per pound.
Wow, that adds up.
So it's pretty substantial.
This feels to me a bit like it echoes some of the questions around what makes something organic or what makes something non-genetically modified, because consumer preferences are changing and we want these things, but it's hard to know who to trust.
That's exactly right. And I think there's a movement now that some companies are urging the government to stop regulating these terms because they are ambiguous and people don't really know what they mean, and even the government doesn't really know what they mean. So terms like natural, the government doesn't really specifically define what natural means. It's confusing for everyone, and actually both the consumers and the producers lose out, because especially with the grass-fed claim, if a producer isn't convincing their customers that it's 100% grass-fed, then they're not going to trust it and they're not going to buy it and spend more money on it.
One of the details that stuck out to me in your story is, I think someone saying to you, well, all cows eat grass at some point in their life cycle, so I guess you could say they're all grass-fed.
Exactly, and that's how some of these producers sort of slip through those little loopholes, because they can say, my cow was fed grass for 80 or 90% of its life, and then to make more money in the end, they'll just feed it grain to fatten it up and basically make more money off of it.
So if you're a consumer, what do you do?
So that's one of the complicated questions, and there's not one answer to this. By far, the best thing a consumer can do is to know exactly where their meat comes from. And so this means shopping local, going to their farmers markets, going to, you know, farmers they trust. Ideally, they'd inspect the farms themselves, and, you know, but most people don't have the time to do that. So if you can't do that, if you don't have a local farmers market or a farmer that you know, the next best thing is to look for a third-party certification program, something that aligns with what you think grass-fed is. So basically, the animal was not kept in confinement. The animal was not fed anything other than grass, and also not fed hormones or antibiotics. Third-party certification programs like American Grass-Fed Association, the Food Alliance, they run trusted third-party programs.
Do you see any of this likely to change?
So recently, a lot of organizations have been writing open letters to the government saying that you should basically put the definition back. You need to reinstate the definition. I think that the government is probably realizing that they made a mistake by dropping the definition, and they probably will consider reinstating it. It's really too soon to know what's going to happen, but hopefully there'll be something in place so people can know what they're buying.
Julia Calderon, a science reporter for Tech Insider. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Lizzie.